Honestly, the economy got a little scary in 2022, and that could continue in 2023. It's okay to admit when money gets stressful, but what if you had an objective, relatable expert to help navigate the financial world? That's where NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast comes in. Smart Money hosts Sean Piles and Sarah Raffner talk with experts from NerdWallet's team of 100 money nerds to help you make smart financial decisions without the stress. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'll be hanging out here with you for one more hour. Thank you to everybody who's been locked in since the beginning. This show gets started every single weeknight, Monday through Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Dave Shepard, he's coming to you live from New York City, and we are broadcasting to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of stations all across North America. Thank you so much, everybody on your local affiliate. Thank you to everybody on the Odyssey app, SiriusXM channel 158, and everybody tuned in to a smart speaker. I hope you got a bracket. I hope your bracket is good. I hope your bracket is not busted. But chances are it is. Because day one of the field of 64, the first round is done. The first half of it. We got a whole nother half of games taking place on Friday. We've had some upsets. We've had some beatdowns. How about this one? John Shire wins his first game as head coach of Duke in the tournament, coming off of that ACC championship or tournament victory. Duke beats up on Oral Roberts. What a shock there, right? The final score, 74-51. Nobody can be shocked about that. I mean, every time I hear Oral Roberts, I gotta look it up. I have to go ahead and see where they actually play. And John Shire, he spoke to the media after the game, and he said, look, I love my Duke team. We got something special going on. Listen to what he had to say about that.
I credit the preparation, the focus that these guys have had, and the will to want to stop somebody. I think there's a competitiveness there that you either have or you don't, and these guys have it. And as far as number two goes, we'll see who we play, but I want us to be who we are. You know, continue to keep our identity, defend, share it, rebound, and that's what's most important to me. We have to continue to be who we are.
Well, we know who Duke is going to play next. It took them a while to get there. Duke is going to take on Tennessee. I don't know, about an hour ago, Tennessee, and it took them a while to get there, but Tennessee beat Louisiana 58-55. Duke is next. That wasn't the game that you thought would be that damn close, but it was 58-55. Some other games that just ended about an hour ago, maybe even shorter than that. Houston beat Northern Kentucky 63-52. You got to give Northern Kentucky a lot of credit for hanging into the game. It was certainly easier with Marcus Sasser re-aggravating his groin injury. Auburn is going to be up next for the Cougars, and I would be shocked if Marcus Sasser was out there on the court. Also, recently, UCLA beat UNC Asheville. The final score there, ass-kicking, 86-53. UCLA started the game off on a 14-0 run. I want you to listen to David Singleton getting busy courtesy of Westwood One.
Campbell dribbles up, gets across the timeline, races down the left side, skips a pass right side, Singleton, open look at a three. Yes, sir. 14-0 UCLA. Timeout UNC Asheville. The Bruins overwhelming the Bulldogs in the opening 3 minutes of the game.
And then we know what took place earlier in the day. This was the I still think now that all the games are done, for Thursday at least, this was the game of the day. It was Furman beating Virginia 68-67. The game is in the books. Virginia, all they have to do is hold on to the ball, maybe pass it around, maybe get fouled. Kihei Clark has the ball with a little bit more than 2 seconds left on the clock. His decision to try to burn time off and just win the game is to throw the ball down the court for Furman to get a hand on, to make a pass, and have a three to win the damn game. It was embarrassing. A matter of fact, take a listen to the end of that game. One of the craziest endings I've seen in a long time, courtesy of Westwood One.
Bounces back to Clark, 10 seconds. He is double. Slap that. Prayer pass. Picked off by Heed. 5 seconds. Pegues, right wing for the win. Yes! 2.2. And timeout, Virginia. A right wing three by J.P. Pegues. After the team that never turns it over, gives it away. And it's 68-67 Furman.
Yeah, the other big upset for today, watching Princeton upset Arizona 59-55, was kind of nuts. Princeton, it's their first victory in the tournament in 25 years. And they blazed Arizona at the end of the game. Scored the final 9 points, didn't allow them to score for about more than 4 minutes. That's abuse. Arizona should really be ashamed of themselves. But, I mean, damn. Virginia losing? Again? Like, what's the whole deal here with Tony Bennett? It's like, we won a championship, and then, we lose to Ohio, and, we don't make the tournament, and, the year before that, and sure, there was no DeAndre Hunter, shout-outs to the Atlanta Hawk, and they lost to UMBC. And now what? It's, you can't make some of this stuff up. Hey, Shep, with that turnover, have you ever seen anything like that? Like, he was just trying to kill clock, and he killed it by handing it right over to Furman.
You know, somehow, JR, after 30 years, Chris Webber is let off the hook.
Oh, with a timeout?
Yeah, it's not the dumbest, most head-scratching play in the history of college basketball anymore.
Oh, wow.
That's where it ranks.
But did you see one of his teammates was open kind of parallel to him?
There's no excuse for that. And
he had a timeout.
Yeah. Yeah. It was amazing.
They talked all after the game about how long he's been there. He was on that championship team in 2019. He was there. And they talked about how much of a veteran he is. And I guess he had some type of brain lock. He didn't take the timeout. He didn't pass it to his teammate who was closest to him. He decided to chuck the ball down the court, and it landed at half court, which then set up that easy three that you just heard. It was just, it's something that I would expect to take place in a high school game, not in college. Jalen Swanson, who plays for Furman, going into the locker room, he pretty much had the same response as everybody. He's like, he just threw the ball away. He just freaking threw it. Listen to this.
But he just freaking threw the ball.
Yeah, Furman was done. They should be at home right now. They should be done, and they should be getting hugs and kisses from their family. But now they're going to move forward and take on the San Diego State. Good for them. Everybody's delaying the inevitable here. We're only going to have one champion. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, wait a minute. I just spoke to this guy. He had a filthy mouth. Hey, Dave is calling from San Diego. You're on CBS. Hey, is this the same Dave?
JR, my bad. I apologize. My passion is my love, and my love is my Aztecs. And
you didn't say nothing about no Aztecs. You said I'm the guy who called up and I was giving you blank. What do they got to do with the Aztecs?
Because my Aztecs aren't getting any love for the night. They're not getting any love. They beat a team that's, you know, okay, yeah, we were close and we played sloppy and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But we gave Butcher a first game. Between him and our coach Fisher, our beloved coach Fisher, we gave Butcher his first NCAA win. And we still don't get any love nationalized. And I appreciate you saying this, you know, what you just said before I came on. That's awesome. But Arizona gets beaten, and they still get love.
Oh, my God, he did it again. Done. Oh, my goodness. You're a loser, too. Sheesh. What a loser that guy is. Oh, he ain't going to talk to you for a long time. About San Diego State? Was it worth it? They should beat Furman. Should beat Furman. I don't get it. We talk about this all the time on the professional level, outside of March Madness. People are never happy. They're never happy. They get 4 hours of inventory to talk about what the majority of people would be interested in. The Milwaukee Bucks don't get enough love. The Milwaukee Bucks are going to be competing for a championship. What is there to talk about besides them being healthy? Sacramento Kings don't get enough love. They're a team on the come up. God bless them. They're talked about. What are we supposed to do? What do you want me to sit here and go, the Sacramento Kings are going to the playoffs? You want me to remind you every day? You just said it yourself. San Diego State was just in a game where they went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. What do you want me to say about them? They didn't look impressive. Damn. Stop being jealous of Arizona. Goodness. Jealous of losers. Man, what are you doing? Shout-outs to Princeton, by the way. Matter of fact, to make you even more jealous, here. Arizona, 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 Arizona. They lost to Princeton. This is the final call from Westwood One.
The horn is going to sound. The Princeton Magic is alive and well. The Princeton Tigers upset Arizona. 15 over a 2. 59-55 is the final score. The Tigers will advance to the second round.
Oh, JR, you talked about the losers. Why do losers get attention? Oh, you talk about Arizona more. Arizona law. Damn. Find something better to complain about. Princeton going to take on Missouri. You'll be able to check that out on Saturday. Hey, Shep, some people are never happy. That's how it goes in life, right?
Yeah, most human beings are not happy.
Yeah, I knew that already.
Right.
Yeah.
Sacramento fans especially.
The Kings fans?
Because they haven't made the playoffs in almost 20 years, and now they're finally at a point where they're at the precipice of doing so. And no
now
one's
they're going to win the championship.
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah, Sacramento Kings win in the West. Yes. People think it's, well, we're number two in the West. Oh, we're going to win it all. Yes.
Although, JR, if yes. There is a team to go 17 years without making a playoff appearance and then win that respective conference, this would be the year.
Only if there's injuries.
Well, you've been saying it for a long time now. This conference is wide open.
It's jumbled up.
And just when you thought Kevin Durant would finally close that gap and there would be a clear-cut favorite, now we don't know what his latest status is.
You mean Kevin Durant's legs are still busted up?
Well, I mean, he's an injury waiting to happen. I mean, he's all of a sudden become Anthony Davis. So you don't
Whoa.
I'm not kidding. JR, I'm not kidding.
Like, wait. Anthony Davis got smacked across the face the other day,
right,
and his nose bled for like a week.
But Anthony Davis, at the very least, is giving you 50 games this season. Kevin Durant, I mean, if he plays 40, it's a minor miracle now.
He tried a layup on the baseline.
Freak accident.
His ankle.
Yeah, just an absolute freak accident. You cannot explain it. But JR, he is now in year. I know he's been playing
old
for 15 years, but he's now 16 years out of Texas. That wears on players. I mean, there's only so many LeBrons. And look at even LeBron in year 20 and the injuries he's had to try to overcome this season.
Kevin Durant is a 7-foot shooting guard. Ain't built to do that. Yeah. Anyway, hey, congratulations to the Kings. Y'all ain't winning no championship, though. You cut that crap out. Nonsense. I'll say it again. Hey, mark it down, write it down, put it on paper. If you're in Sacramento, enjoy what the Kings are doing. I think it's amazing what they're doing. I'm going to say this again. And I want to reference this all the damn time. When people call up, had a guy call up, Sacramento Kings, JR, did you see them play the Bucks hard? Did you change your mind? No. Because I'm not stupid. I'm not emotional. I don't go, oh, my God, they played them hard. I'm supposed to change my mind over one regular season game? No. The Sacramento Kings are not winning a championship. That's for my friends who like the Kings. And I used to like the Kings when they were good 20 years ago. Ain't winning no championships. Stop it. It's comical. Be happy you're back in the playoffs. Stop acting like the stupid New York Knicks fans. The ones that celebrated the one Hawks victory. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Alaska and talk to Noah. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Noah?
Hey, JR. Good evening. Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I guess, you know, to previous caller, I'd just like to say that guy's Exhibit A for why Pac-12 should not take SDSU. But I'd like to go to the caller before that when we were talking about pay for play in college. I guess I'm having a hard time internally. You know, I understand players, and I believe and I agree that players should be paid, but how do you reconcile that on like the program wide level when we're talking about, you know, you have a whole team of football players and only a bunch or a handful of them at most are making money, and then more, I guess, globally on an athletic department level, when you have a bunch of non-revenue sports and therefore a bunch more people not getting any money or pay. I mean, it seems to me that you'd want to kind of chop off some of this money to allocate and almost kind of socialize it among all of them. But I'll hang up and listen to you to hear what you have to say about this.
That's the nature of life. And thank you, Noah, for calling from Alaska. If you're good enough to make money, earn it. Okay, you in the same system or you in the same school and people want to call it a non-revenue generating sport. So I'm not expecting a gymnast to make the same money as a football player or a basketball player. Not at all. My point is, if you can make money and money is being built or made around you, then you should participate. And if there is a business model, and we've seen this in college athletics, where they do not pay, and that's unfortunate. It happens. It exists. We see it all over the damn place. It exists in a lot of businesses. People get paid nothing or they get pennies for their labor. Happens all over the place. It shouldn't be so blatantly done. It shouldn't have been so blatantly done here in the States. And so if there's sponsors, if there's money, let everybody get a little bit of a piece. But every little piece adds up. But I'm not going to say that, oh, man, the football players should split this money here with this or that. Look, let folks get a stipend. If they're working and money's being built off of them, give them a piece. It's really that simple. It's not that complicated. I know it's more complicated than what I said, because they've been robbing these folks for a long-ass time. James is here from L.A. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's going on, JR? Hey, great show as always, man. I love it. I want to touch on the point that you said before about how people were calling you up before complaining about people getting money and stuff. I didn't hear this about the tennis players, the golf players, even the baseball players. And they were able to get their money when they were younger, but it seems like football and basketball, you know, are looked down upon. I know it's racist. I know it's racism, but I'm trying to, you know, get a clear view of that. I don't want to just say racism.
Well, stop trying to overtalk me and listen.
Okay.
Thanks. It's very simple. They generate the most money. I don't think it's a matter of race. I don't think it's a matter of color. We know the most popular sports, the sports that generate the most money, are basketball and more so football. That's it. It doesn't boil down to nothing else. So what am I going to complain about a golfer or, you know, somebody playing badminton? It's two sports.
Right.
Football,
I understand,
and basketball.
That, but
it don't have nothing to do with what anybody looks like. It generates the most money, okay?
But don't you think that the other sports, I mean, even though they're not as relevant as football and basketball,
they're looked at more of the
upper class type of thing, that they're able to go get their money? I mean, you had what, Tennis Capriati and Sabatini and all of them, they were 13, 14 years old out there making their money. And it was okay, but for football and basketball, they had to go and wait a year, 2 years. Like, they weren't mature enough to do it. Like, we have to teach you how to do it. I mean, that's the way I looked at it.
Well, the way you can look at it one way, but that doesn't mean it's accurate. I mean, the fact is, it's a blanket, or it was a blanket. If you are in college, you are an amateur. You don't make money. You didn't make money. Didn't matter who, what, when, where, why. And it was all dumb. People want to complain. Yes, sure. A lot of the athletes in basketball and in football are black. Yeah, we know that. We know that. We see the same thing when we move up a level into the pros. The rule is dumb. I don't think they were targeted. I just think as an overall, regardless of what color you are, whether you be in college or whether you be in the free market, whether you're in a factory, a gym, or playing sports, you should be able to make money off your work. That's it. It's really that simple. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. I'm going to talk to you about this man, Michael Jordan, who's about to no longer be the majority owner of the Hornets. Huh. We'll talk about it. CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks so much. I really admire you and your show. You do such a good job, and these questions are real important.
Hey, what do you say, JR, man? I love what you do, and, you know, just keep doing it, bro.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Amongst all of the March Madness, the Philadelphia Eagles have added themselves another quarterback. To back up Jalen Hurts, the Eagles have come to an agreement with Marcus Mariota. He's going to be joining the Philadelphia Eagles on a one-year, $5 million deal. It can be worth up to $8 million. I know Eagles fans hope that's not the case, because that will mean Jalen Hurts was not able to play, which would mean there was an injury. This is a good move for the Eagles. Marcus Mariota is certainly a serviceable backup. I think it's a good move, especially for his ability to go out there and run and move around. He's certainly a good backup. I think he would do better, especially for the type of offense that they run, than Gardner Minshew. And then Gardner Minshew, even in his own right, is no longer a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. Gardner Minshew is on his way to the Indianapolis Colts. And we know the Indianapolis Colts don't necessarily want to see Gardner Minshew. They want to see a young QB who can go out there and bust some ass. I mean, their own owner, Jim Irsay, has basically been salivating about some of the QBs that are going to be eligible and available in the draft. So, yeah, we still got NFL movement. And then we still got Aaron Rodgers and the Jets and the Packers trying to figure out what they're going to trade him for. And then Lamar Jackson is still kind of just floating around. That's it. Waiting on the big money, waiting on the deal that he will take. And God knows how long that will be. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Danny's calling from Sacramento. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, man, how you doing this evening?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I was just coming back from a little family road trip, and I don't really listen to sports talk that much because I'm not really up this late, but I've enjoyed it for the past hour. I think what you have to say is you have a lot of good things to say, but I am calling in to stand up for my Sacramento Kings, man. You talked about it for a little bit. I don't know who you've been talking to, but ain't nobody in Sacramento saying that we're going to win the championship, bro. I've been a season ticket holder for over 10 years now.
Danny, to save you, some time, I can give you exact references, like the gentleman who called up about 2 hours ago and wanted to rail completely for the Sacramento Kings and their ability to win a championship. So you can certainly listen to him, but continue ahead.
Oh, no, I just want the record to be clear, man, that we've been waiting. Us as fans, diehard fans, I'm a co-host for a podcast here in Sacramento. We've been waiting for this for so long, man. We're just happy to see finally a winning team. And why would we shoot for and settle for the second seed when right now we're only 4 games behind Denver? Do I think that we can win a championship right now? Honestly, as a diehard fan, I don't think that we could stack up against the East right now, especially against the Bucks. Do I think that we have a chance to win the West? Absolutely, I think we have a chance to win the West. I just want everybody to know that's listening out there across the country, if that's what it is, Sacramento is back on the map, man. We have a special team this year, man, and we're just enjoying the ride. We're enjoying the wave, and we're enjoying their newfound success in this young team, man. And I appreciate you letting me get on the radio and tell you
that. Thank you for being reasonable. I've certainly received my share of calls from individuals from Sacramento who are completely delusional. Thank you. No, just the facts.
Yeah,
thank you, Danny. You have reiterated a lot of the same points that I made, so I appreciate you. Thank you.
No problem, man. Hey, and you guys have a good night. I hope you enjoyed March Madness. Hey, and for everybody out there, go Kings, buddy.
Well, thank you, Danny. Appreciate you. Wow. Someone who actually made some sense. Yeah, the Kings have a chance. I think it's a small one. But good for them. As he just said, good for them. They ain't been to the playoffs longer than any team in North America. It's been like 20 years now. Good for them. Or young, less than that. My apologies. Between them and the New York Jets, I think they have the longest droughts. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to San Diego, and let's talk to Anthony. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are we doing?
We're great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Good.
I want to speak in terms of the Aztecs, San Diego State. We hit on Charleston, and I think Brian Dutcher deserves a lot of respect. We have built a level of culture with defense, and now we can score a little bit. Brian Dutcher just won his first his first tournament win.
Yes.
And now you take a look back, he built the Fab Five. Steve Fisher, Brian Dutcher.
Yeah, he was there. Yes.
I think we need to give San Diego State, first of all, a Jordan brand now, recruiting level powerhouse, a level of respect. And okay. I'm only calling in just
right
because, well, I played baseball at San Diego State, so I need to
Well, thank you for being a shill. Thank you for being a shill for your school.
No, not a shill. It's more of
You are being a shill. That's the definition. Let me ask you this, Anthony.
Okay.
Based on what you saw today, how far and where do you see the Aztecs going?
I could see us going as far as the Elite Eight.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
hold on a second. Shep, how far have they gone in the past?
Jay, I know you know this. I mean, Anthony, this program has been around since the 1970s. You know the furthest they've ever been in an NCAA tournament?
We're playing Furman next.
No, he didn't ask you that.
Yeah, the furthest they have ever been, in the 44 years of existence they have been around as a college basketball program, with all the greatness you talked about, and Steve Fisher, and yes, we know even that guy who has no emotion in the NBA has played for this organization, that being San Diego Aztecs. How far have they gotten in the NCAA tournament? What's the best they've ever done?
3-16, Indiana in 2004, 2005, I think.
You're gonna have to call Kawhi Leonard to come in and help you. Hey, Anthony. This is why I said you were a show. There's nothing wrong with showing love to your folks. It's no different than the Sacramento Kings. But
I'm actually being real here. Like, I picked U of A to win the whole ship. You know? But I think, I mean.
Hey, I saw a game today that I was in and out of. And I watched a team that I haven't seen all year in Charleston go back and forth with the Aztecs. And I basically drew the conclusion that, hey, there's going to be one champion. And I am pretty certain, and I'm not a betting man, but I bet everything I got on this. They ain't winning squat diddly. So I'd enjoy the run and the ride. You can certainly show love. And this is why I said, and I will use the word again, a shill. If you want to show love to Brian Dutcher and you want to be positive about where the school is going, terrific. But there's nothing else there for this year.
I mean, JR, 1960s, this program has been around since. 1960s, they have never made it past a Sweet 16. And you have a fan who believes from the bottom of their heart that this is the year they get to an Elite Eight. Your fans really put the fanatic in fan.
He said he played for the school, and I told him he was a shill, and he said he's not a shill. He's being real.
Well, he's got to bring a little more excitement if he played for that school. Let's just be honest. No. Come on now. That was not an exciting call. You got to bring some more passion than that if you played for the school, for God's sakes.
Nah, he got upset at me when I called him a shill. Didn't he get mad at me one time?
Well, he that actually got some emotion out of him.
Yeah. Yeah, be a shill for your team. You should be. Go ahead.
And that's a passionate San Diego Aztec basketball fan.
Good for him. I mean, who should I say is great? Hey, I'm here in Atlanta. You know who's great? The Falcons are great. The Hawks are great. They're going to win it all. It's crap. You know, it sounds ridiculous, doesn't it?
But at least the Falcons have been to two Super Bowls in our lifetime. No. And let's be honest. No. Okay, I won't bring it up.
Talking about now.
Okay, but at least they have some credibility. At least they have a relatively good owner. Arthur Blank is a good NFL owner. I understand he doesn't have necessarily the pieces around him, and Matt Ryan faded fast, so did Julio Jones' injuries.
You keep talking about past stuff. I'm talking about today now.
But you get what I'm saying. At least they have a resume, is my point. San Diego Aztecs
have
a resume.
My point is, I'm not talking about resumes. My point is just people saying ridiculous things about now. You want to know what the Hawks are winning this year? Nothing. But you know who should get some credit? Quinn Snyder. Let's give Quinn Snyder all the credit. He's coming in to save the Hawks. I can't say that. You want to know why? Because the Hawks can't even stay in a game. They just do dumb things and don't play defense, okay? people just look at one thing and go, the man said, oh, we went back and forth against Charleston, but yeah, we're going to the Elite Eight. How? Playing like that? You understand that there are like 63 other teams that are out there trying to whoop ass too? The majority of them are better than you? That's called being real.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. You're my favorite national host. You always have an interesting perspective on everything.
Thanks. Is that a nice way of calling me crazy?
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
And shout outs to the Aztecs beating Charleston, picking up their first tournament victory since 2015. Now that we got all that out the way for today, or all the games, the upsets, well, now they're going to take on Furman. The close ones, I'm looking forward to all the games tomorrow, on Friday. How about this? You know, we talked about 70-year-old Rick Pitino. Iona's going to take on UConn. Iona has lost, I think, 14 straight tournament games. And so Rick Pitino is going to try to change this, I assume, before he wakes up and says, I want to go coach for St. John's. We got a whole bunch of other games all day on Friday, starting at 12:15 in the afternoon on the East Coast. And if you're on the West Coast, you can wake up and watch basketball starting at 9:15 a.m. Here in Georgia, I'm not expecting a whole lot. Shout-outs to Kennesaw State. They're going to take on Xavier, and I want to see what they do. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get a couple of your calls in before I have to roll out. I do have to mention this. There was a report that came out this evening that Michael Jordan is basically ready to sell his majority stake in the Charlotte Hornets, of which Michael Jordan, according to Forbes, owns about 90% of the team. Michael Jordan bought his stake at that point in time. He bought the team from Bob Johnson, former owner of BET. He bought the team for $275 million in 2010. It appears that he's ready to sell the team to one of his minority owners, as well as another minority owner here in Atlanta of the Hawks. So Michael Jordan getting ready to cash out again. He ain't win nothing with the Hornets. What did he win with the Hornets? Nothing. I know it's just tough for him. He still plans on being a part of the team as a minority owner, and so he'll still get his stake. And it's probably best and better for the Hornets to have a new voice because, as Charles Barkley said a long time ago, what did Michael Jordan do but hire a bunch of yes men? It sucks. You would think that they would have had some type of success with him upstairs. No. There's been nothing exciting about the Hornets, and now they got LaMelo Ball, and this guy broke his own ankle in a crossover. I mean, maybe that was the last straw. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Andre is calling up from Napa. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Andre?
What's going on, man? Hey, Dre from Napa. A long time Kings fan here. I gotta stick up for my Kings here a little bit, So one thing I gotta point out, man, is that
go ahead.
In 16 years, man, we've been to the playoffs, and one thing I gotta say is that what do we really know about this team when it goes to the playoffs? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do we really feel about how this team will really play in the playoffs?
Andre, your phone is not all that good. When you say we, are you referring to the general public or Kings fans?
I'm referring to the Kings, to the team.
Okay. Nothing. They haven't been.
Yeah, they haven't been. But what can we really say?
I can say that historically most teams most teams that have gone into the playoffs, fresh, new, and young as these Kings, they typically go and get punched in the mouth. Am I saying that's the destiny for the Kings this year? No, not at all. I wouldn't be shocked at all if they advanced a round or maybe even two based on the Western Conference and injuries. But to think that the Kings are like legit, like contenders, no, I don't. They have more room to – see, there's two things here. I'm going to make this very, very, very simple. The Kings are a team on the rise. The Kings are good. They need depth. They need experience, something that you get in time or you add pieces who have experience. They need defense and size. Okay, there's about three or four things that I just named you. The Kings are good. What else do you want me to say or anybody else? They're good. They're not championship good. I don't know why people keep saying, I need to stick up for the Kings. I'm telling you the reality of what makes them good and why they are good. The improvement of De'Aaron Fox. Oh, man, Kevin Huerter is a steal. I think the Hawks, all things considered, they just paid Bogdanovich. They'd still love to have Kevin Huerter. Sabonis is playing out of his mind. He ain't playing no defense. He ain't changing nothing. The Kings are good. If, as you said, not being in the playoffs in 16 years, you got to appreciate that. But there's more for them to do. Be happy that you're good, that you're competitive. I know it's a brand new world. I'm not crapping on the Kings. I'm just being realistic. I'm just going to have all the San Diego State, all the Kings fans mad at me until the next forever. When you suck, you suck. When you're great, you're great. I'll tell you. I just being honest, man. That's what the hell I do. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. We're going to have a whole new slate of games in the first round of the NCAA tournament. We'll talk about them all. Maybe a quarterback will get traded. I don't know. Maybe Michael Jordan will have an agreement to sell his team. I have no idea. I'm sure we'll have some upsets. We'll have some close games. And we'll talk about it just like we did tonight. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. You don't want to move here. Why? Because Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention, please, passengers, fasten your seatbelts. We are about to experience a blizzard of free money.
That's right. Deposit a couple hundred bucks into your BetUS account and get into the action with $450. That's $250 more dollars than you started with. I know. Crazy, right? Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.